Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In today's shiur, we will discuss the seventh and final method that some people rely upon to obtain produce in a Shemitah year and beyond. And that method is Heter Mechira. In short, Heter Mechira involves Jewish farmers selling their farms to non-Jews for the Shemitah year. And now it's mutter, Heter Mechira, mutter. Now it's mutter to work the land once that land was sold, Mechira, to the Gentile for the Shemitah year. That is Heter Mechira. And some labors on that land would then be mutter to be performed by Jews, and other agricultural activities could be performed by non-Jews. In addition, Heter Mechira then allows produce from these now Gentile-owned lands to be bought, sold, measured, and discarded in the usual manner. Like every large-scale solution that we have been discussing over these last many shiurim, this solution too has its advantages and disadvantages. To some people, Heter Mechira saved and continues to save Jewish agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. It saved and continues to save the Parnassa of many struggling Jewish farmers. And to them, Heter Mechira is was a necessary leniency, a necessary legal loophole, so to speak, in order to maintain and to make sure that the millions of shkalim that are spent each year on produce in Israel stays in Israel and doesn't get exported to Chutz La'aretz or to non-Jewish hands. That is the way some people view Heter Mechira. Other people view Heter Mechira as a leniency that is absolutely not necessary, that has flimsy support in halacha, and I use that word in quote, of course, and they maintain that Heter Mechira undermines the mitzvah of Shemitah in general. So in today's shiur, I wanted to begin to discuss, very briefly, what Heter Mechira means halachically, and why this method is so talked about, and why it is on so many levels controversial. In the next shiur, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I'll wrap that up and speak halacha lemaisa about Heter Mechira today. It's important to note that people who rely on Heter Mechira rely on a number of opinions that not everybody relies upon. So first of all, people who follow Heter Mechira maintain that the halachos of Shemitah nowadays is midrabanan. It's on a rabbinic level, and it's not midoraisa, it's not a Torah level. This is a very involved discussion in the Rishonim, but as a summary, this is the opinion of Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Tur, and the Rambam, as at least the Rambam, the way most Achronim understand the Rambam. This is also the opinion of Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish. Other Rishonim disagree, such as the Ramban, the Rush, and the Rambam, as understood by the Kesef Mishnah. They maintain that the halachos of Shemitah nowadays is midoraisa. So that is one opinion that people who use Heter Mechira products rely upon, that Shemitah bizman hazeh is midrabanan. A second opinion that people who use Heter Mechira products rely upon is that land owned by Gentiles in Israel removes Kedushas Shvi'is from produce grown on that land. I've discussed this in a previous year when I discussed Yevul Nachri, another method of obtaining produce in a Shemitah year. In that year, I discussed the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo's Peirush on the tour. The Beis Yosef maintains that land owned by Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael removes Kedushas Shvi'is from produce grown on that land. And people who rely on Heter Mechira must agree with that Beis Yosef, because there would be no point in a Jew selling his or her land in Israel if produce from that land maintain Kedushas Shvi'is. However, if you hold the Beis Yosef, the produce on that land does not have Kedushas Shvi'is, and then it can be bought, and it can be sold, and it can be thrown away in the usual manner, etc., etc. So that is all the Beis Yosef. And as I discussed in a previous shiur, the Mabit disagrees. The Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, who died in 1585, holds that land owned by Gentiles in Israel does not lose its Kedusha. The Chazon Ish agrees with the Marbit, and therefore the Chazon Ish and other Achronim who follow the Marbit say that Heter Mechira, selling your land for the Shemitah year, does not accomplish anything. The produce still has Kedusha. So though that is the second opinion. You have to agree with the Beis Yosef, who says that land owned by non-Jews in Israel no longer has Kedushas Shvi'is for the produce grown on that land. And there is another opinion that people who rely on Heter Mechira follow, and that is that working land in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Kedusha, is allowed. It's allowed to work land in Eretz Yisrael where there's no Kedushas Shvi'is. In other words, if someone holds that Heter Mechira works to remove Kedushas Shvi'is from the produce grown there, Heter Mechira can only work if they also hold that it would be allowed to work those lands in a Shemitah year. Selling your land wouldn't help if it were usher to work that land and provide produce to people who want to buy it. Rav Kook holds that since today the halachos of Shemitah are only midrabanan, that was the first thing I mentioned in today's shir, since today the halachos of Shemitah are only midrabanan, certain agricultural activities are allowed in the Shemitah year as long as those activities are only aser midrabanan. However, any agricultural activity that is usher from the Torah, like planting, may only be performed by non-Jews. And that is Rav Kook's opinion. And indeed, farms that rely on Heter Mechira hire non-Jews to perform labor that is usher min haTorah, and many Jewish farmers keep their jobs and perform agricultural labor that is only usher midrabanan. That is all Rav Kook. The Chazon Ish disagrees and says that even agricultural activities that are prohibited midrabanan are not allowed to be performed on land in Israel, even by non-Jews. That's the third assumption, the third opinion that people who follow Heter Mechira rely upon, and that is you are allowed to work land that does not produce Kedushas Shvi'is produce, as long as the land is only Asur Midrabanan, and Gentiles can work the land for activities that are Asurim Min HaTorah. So those are three opinions that people who rely on Heter Mechira rely upon. In the next year, we will, Amir Tashem, discuss two more opinions, and then get to Halacha L'maisa, God willing, about Heter Mechira. In the meantime, have an amazing day.